Former Tamaulipas Governor FCO Cabeza de Vaca trades punches with current Governor Dr. Americo Villarreal. Texas border business. Texas border business. Tamaulipas, Mexico, September 2024. In an increasingly tense political confrontation, former Tamaulipas Governor Francisco Garcia Cabeza de Vaca and current Governor Dr. Americo Villarreal have been trading accusations in a fiery dispute sparked by a recent criminal incident involving Cabeza de Vaca's family. What started as an alarming claim on social media has escalated into a public spat, with allegations of criminal complicity and threats of legal action. On Tuesday, September 3, 2024, Garcia Cabeza de Vaca took to social media to share a troubling event involving his son. In a post on X, formerly Twitter, he wrote, "This afternoon, one of my sons was intercepted by armed men on a stretch of the Aldama Soto La Marina Highway. God and the timely intervention of the bodyguards kept him safe. I hold the governor of hashtag Tamaulipas at dr_Villarreal responsible for any action that harms my family. The freedom that criminals enjoy in the state make him an accomplice to this and many other criminal acts. In light of what happened, the corresponding complaint will be filed. We will see if there is swift and prompt justice." The post sparked immediate public and media reactions, intensifying the political friction between the former and current governors. State's response. The following day, on Wednesday, September 4, 2024, the state security spokesperson stated via Facebook in response to the accusations. The spokesperson downplayed the seriousness of the event, stating, "According to official information from the State Attorney General's Office and the Public Security Secretariat, the son of the former governor, who was traveling on a dirt road near Garcia Cabeza de Vaca's ranch, was approached by men aboard a gray GMC Sierra pickup truck, but upon identifying that he was being escorted by elements of the state guard, paid by the state, they let them continue on their way. During the incident, there were no threats or violence." The statement directly shot at the former governor, hinting at his legal troubles. Surely, the former governor, who was a fugitive from justice, was not truthfully informed of the events. Cabeza de Vaca fires back. Refusing to back down, Garcia Cabeza de Vaca posted again on X later that same day, offering more details about the encounter and rejecting the state's version of events. "I categorically deny what was stated by a dr_Villarreal through his security spokesperson. In relation to the unfortunate criminal act where my child was in danger, I want to provide clarification based on the report from the security personnel who accompanied my son. The men were armed and pointed their weapons at my son's security team. This was not a harmless incident." The former governor also accused the current administration of downplaying violence in the state. "Stop minimizing the violence that Americo Villarreal has caused by his complicity with criminal groups." Along with his post, Cabeza de Vaca shared an excerpt from the report provided by his son's bodyguard, detailing the encounter with the armed men. According to the bodyguard, four civilians armed with long weapons intercepted them, pointed their guns at the security team, and only left after identifying them as state police officers. Government retaliation. On Thursday, September 5, 2024, the state security spokesperson responded again, issuing a sharp rebuttal. The statement emphasized that despite the former governor's public claims, no formal complaint had yet been filed with the prosecutor's office. The spokesperson also questioned the security arrangements for Cabeza de Vaca's son, noting, "It is of utmost importance for the state to safeguard the integrity of a minor, whose protection constitutes a fundamental pillar of Governor Americo Villarreal's administration. The incident raises questions about the presence of a minor on a remote road, solely under the protection of bodyguards whose qualifications have been questioned." The statement further criticized the former governor for self-assigning more than 30 bodyguards, allegedly without proper vetting, and placed doubt on their ability to handle such situations appropriately. Filing of the official complaint. Later that day, Cabeza de Vaca announced on X that he had officially filed a complaint with the Attorney General's Office of Tamaulipas. In his post, he stated, "This Thursday, a complaint was filed with the Attorney General's Office of Tamaulipas to investigate and clarify the events of Tuesday, September 3, when one of my sons was intercepted by armed men on the Aldama Soto La Marina Highway. I regret that the state government is once again trying to minimize the seriousness of this unfortunate event with arguments unrelated to what happened. We trust in the prompt clarification of this reprehensible event. This exchange marks the latest chapter in a long-standing rivalry between Cabeza de Vaca and Villarreal. García Cabeza de Vaca, who previously faced legal challenges and was accused of corruption, remains a prominent figure in Tamaulipas politics, frequently criticizing the current administration. His accusations of complicity between the state government and criminal organizations have only heightened political tensions in the region. Governor Villarreal, on the other hand, has focused his administration on security reform and restoring public trust in the government. However, the former governor's public allegations have placed his government under scrutiny, especially as crime continues to be a major concern in Tamaulipas. As the investigation unfolds, both sides are to continue their public battle, which could potentially have implications for their political futures and the state's ongoing efforts to combat organized crime.